Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why don't you quit being a bully? Or if you choose to bully someone who can push back, sir.
St. Louis County Council meeting descending into chaos last night after Chairwoman Lisa Clancy and Vice Chair Ernie Trakas are voted out of leadership.
Council members Rita Days, Mark Harder, Tim Fitch, and Shalonda Webb all voted to rescind last week's controversial vote. Tim Fitch introduced a motion which Lisa Clancy did not recognize.
The motion as it stands, Councilman, is out of order, as I stated, and not recognized. We elected a chair and a vice chair at last week's meeting.
Fitch then invoked Council Rule 14.
Madam Chair, this is a point of order, Madam Chair.
Please state your point of order.
Rule 14, the chair decides questions of order, or two members can appeal the ruling of the chair on a point of order. And that is what is in front of us at this particular point. We are appealing the ruling of the chair.
Newly elected Councilwoman Shalonda Webb defeated Rochelle Walton Gray and told KMOX her constituents' voices were silenced by allowing Gray to vote last week after her term expired in December.
The issue of whether or not I have the right to vote for council leadership has been one that I did not ask to be a part of, yet we are here. It is disheartening that I'm placed in the middle of this situation that I did not ask to be in. The people of the 4th District elected me to represent them. They want my voice to be their voice, and they want me to fight for them. The amount of phone calls and emails and pop-up visits that I received from my constituents regarding this issue is clear. It is a sign that they want their voices heard. To remain neutral or abstain from this such important vote, it will be equivalent of me remaining silent on the behalf, and that is something that I just cannot do. From the moment that this issue began, my position was clear. I should have the right to vote for the council leadership. I made my position public. I also sent my position to each member, current member on the council that are seated here today. I asked to be included in the vote, and it did not happen. Instead, my predecessor was allowed to cast a vote that should have been mine on the behalf of the people of District 4, who resoundingly elected me to be their leader. As I stated to the council in my correspondence, the county charter has several inconsistencies, but the length of a county member's term is clear. That has absolutely nothing to do with who I may vote for, but everything to do with the voices of the people in District 4 being silenced. The people of my community have a right to be heard, and it is my obligation to take their voice and their votes very seriously. My priorities will be with the people of the 4th District at all times, and it is my intention to fight for them as hard as I can. Therefore, I will be voting yes on this resolution.
On the motion to adopt resolution number 5, there are 4 ayes and 3 noes.
I think the motion is in order.
There is no mechanism in our charter to remove a chair, nor in our charter, nor in Robert's rules, nor in our rules.
You are no longer the chair. So we have a motion on the floor.
That is not correct, Councilman Fitch. Your motion is not recognized.
You don't have that choice. Point of order.
Please state your point of order.
You are no longer the chair, so you have no standing to make that objection. You can make comments during the discussion period before we take our vote. There's been a motion for presiding officer. There's been a second. The next move is for a roll call by the clerk. So, Madam Clerk, please call the roll for presiding officer.
No. Councilman Fitch, your motion is not recognized. What you are trying to do is illegal.
No, it's not.
We will not be moving forward in that manner. The chair position has not been vacated. I understand the resolution that you put forward, but it amounts to your opinion and the opinion of those who supported it and has no legal standing.
Madam Chair,
you've had your chance, Councilman Fitch, to make your case to the council, and you have been for several weeks now. We will have another vote for chair and vice chair at the first meeting of the year in 2022 now. Likely have a different outcome. But for now, we need to focus on getting business done for the constituents of St. Louis County. It is time to move on from this.
You're outvoted. As you said to me,
Fitch, you are not recognized.
You need to be able to
count. We have to ask our staff to mute you if you continue disrupting the meeting.
KMOX learned at one point Chairwoman Lisa Clancy had the police called to remove Fitch. They declined.
It's a shame that we have to adjourn this meeting. There are people lined up to make comments. We have council business to attend to, but you know, I'd gladly go home and make time to put my kid in bed tonight. I would rather do that than put up with this nonsense and disruption, Councilman Fitch. So I will entertain the motion to adjourn.
And as for next week's meeting, it picks up right where it left off. Maria Kina, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.